This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B said he Michael Jackson, and we Tito.
Tito?
I did not say that.
Tito.
I'm Jermaine.
You're Jermaine?
I'm Jermaine. Yeah, if you Michael, I'm Jermaine.
No, I don't like this. I don't like this illustration.
No, you brought it up. Yo, Happy Meal. And I don't want to go to Never Neverland.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get a pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he got to eat, you know, despite the skills. Fact. Keep it riding for the fam. You got to light the wooden wheel straight up. But in the past bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
Bro, who wear glasses inside, bro?
Me?
Put your glasses. I tell you, usually motherfuckers that's high.
Well, I don't smoke.
I know, that's the crazy thing. Tan, we just had Lexi Brown, DK Metcalf, Justin Jefferson. Lexi Brown talked about equal pay. And in our season one, we had this conversation. Yeah. You know, and you was on the other end of the spectrum. I was like, boy, you're going to get killed for going out there like that. Has your perspective changed with everything we've gone through in 2020? Now we got Kamala in office.
Mm-hmm. And I love Kamala. Have my baby. Like, I'm with you. Do cricket players get paid well? They don't, because nobody wants to watch their motherfuckers hit
actually,
that little
actually,
ball.
Cricket, that's a bad example, because cricket is a big, big time.
But I'm just, they don't get paid like NBA?
No, they don't.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You get paid for what you earn. The salary cap is adjusted off of what you earn.
Yeah.
Lexi, I talked to her. She was here, great lady, you know what I'm saying, a big fan of hers. She said, Deanna Taurasi, I love her. Candace Parker, bro, I watch WNBA. I can watch it, but it's nowhere close to. The worst NBA team is more entertaining than the best WNBA team to watch. I don't want to see layups. I don't want to see the sweet sport, the sweet action of basketball. I want to see dominant athletes doing dominant things, and they cannot compete with the big boys. Like, and I swear, and I tell Lexi that I'm sorry if Lexi's still here.
They are dominant in their respective craft,
correct,
what they do. Yes. Because yeah, that right. is the pinnacle for women's basketball,
right,
the WNBA. I think economically is why the reasons why there's such, why the pendulum is so off, why they don't make the money that right. NBA players make. I mean, it's obviously why.
I thought it was interesting, though, because she's like, we're not dumb. We understand that. We just want the opportunity. You know, we want to be seen. Give us that opportunity. And she talked about being in the bubble. And, you know, for the very first time, now we have a cosmetic partnership mm-hmm. in the league, been around for 20 years. Mm-hmm. So she made a great point there. I, you know, like I said before, think that, you know, it should be a part of our responsibility to help out. You know, if it's us sitting, like Kobe Bryant, like that was special, man, seeing Kobe Bryant sitting courtside at a WNBA game. It don't take a lot. It just take, you know, effort from us. You know what I mean?
At the end of the day, it's the partnerships.
Right.
So these companies, they have to come in and say, you know what? Somebody has to be strong enough to say, we're going to put the women in front. And then when they put those marketing dollars in that space, that's when their contracts can get bigger. Mm-hmm. You know, I heard DK said, you know, he's on board for a pretty much a revenue split, meaning the guy should take care of the girls' game. I don't necessarily agree with that. What would you say? You earn what you kill?
You eat what you kill, right? Yes.
Mm. And I agree with that more so.
I like that.
But I think these companies, you know, they should understand that these women, they're just as visible as men are.
Fred, they're not.
No. But it, I mean, it's going to get there.
Not going to get there, Fred.
But somebody has to be the pioneer and say, I want my product behind these women.
Well, not just that, What about like Patrick Mahomes? What about LeBron James? What about the KDs? When Nike called, Beats by Dre and those brands call, what if they're like, yo, I love this concept. I love this idea. But you know who would be dope next to me? Is Lexi.
Yeah, and it would take the heavy hitters like those individuals saying, we need the empower the women and allow them to be just as visible as us. The brands like Nike, hell, Campbell Soup, Old Spice,
right?
All those Baker.
They don't got
the cable commercials.
Yeah,
just. But it's gonna take the big names to get it rolling, get that train rolling, and it's gonna be a trickle effect because it only takes one.
Yeah.
But it's only gonna take one.
Yeah.
And it's gonna go from there.
But Ocho, to your point, like you're saying, let's say it's Campbell Soup. Uh-huh. And they come to, you know, who is it? Saquon Barkley was doing this Campbell Soup commercial. Yeah. So they come to Saquon, and companies have a set marketing budget. They say, we're gonna spend $10 million on the NFL. Saquon's gonna now say, no, give me seven and give them three.
Mm-mm.
That's what they have to do. They're not going to take their budget up to include the women. And I'm this is business, B. This is not me being biased. This is a business structure.
So let's talk business then. What bigger movement is there than equality?
In the women.
In the women right
now. Especially right
now. So you want to talk about business right now. Now is the time
to
get behind the women. If we just talking about pure, like, business, and we're talking about brands, okay? Forget... You know, how much money they bring in, how many people are in the stands, TV deals, all of that. You talk about pure business and branding moments. Isn't this the perfect time to get behind our women?
It is a great time, but timing is everything. The NBA is 50 years elder to the WNBA. Maybe that's exactly what it is, timing. Their time will come, but it's going to take some conviction. You know, by these major brands and sponsors to get behind them and put dollars in their game.
Yeah.
So, but it starts with the TV deals, the networks. Luckily, they're in an environment now where there's a million different platforms that they can show their game and monetize. So their dollars should increase. And you have women like Lexi who will be the stars of their game. You know, as strong as her conversation piece was in that segment, you know, they need those type of women to push it forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the smart ones. So what she said was amazing. And she didn't come shy of anything. So I just think that when you have the people that are in position to be brave and make those moves, you know, and put money where it should be, I think it'll be fine because the men game is going to be okay.
Yeah.
No, they're 50 years before the women's. I think the women was 96 and the men was at 46. Think about it. How far they've become.
Well, think about it because I got to check it out.
Hey, if I'm wrong, hey, if I'm
wrong. You're
46, 96. You done said 55, 50. This is our last show, boy. We still checking
if I'm
Can
wrong.
Can we get a fact check on his number?
My numbers is good.
Your numbers ain't always good.
If I'm wrong, Google ain't my search engine no more.
So you Google 55, 50?
Nah. That was one of them situations where I wasn't thinking 100%.
Yeah.
I was thinking the Patriots go above and beyond. Y'all explain to me on this.
Yeah, okay, explain it
you
to
know
us. Because we rather rap. And when we think about, like, our greatest moments on this show.
Right.
I think, to me, that's like one of the all-time favorite for me. You know what I'm saying?
I know it's a close second.
Well,
you might not think so, but I know it's a close second.
What?
Let me talk.
Oh, yeah. You...
Let me talk. Hey, let me finish.
Bro, you got sensitive.
I didn't get sensitive.
Huh? You like to cut people off.
I like to cut people off.
Yeah, we two seasons in, bro. We damn near 30 shows, bro. You like to cut people off.
They ain't say no let Vic talk. Here's the problem. Let me tell y'all. Y'all want me to tell y'all the problem? Right? Y'all want to be real right
Let's
now?
Let's be real. Keep it real. That's what the young boys say. Keep it real.
I'm James Brown.
Okay.
I consider myself the host, so I'm trying to push the conversation forward, and then I got you want to push the conversation forward. You trying to change topics. Ocho on his phone sometimes, and then he jump out of nowhere and try to push the conversation forward. So that's the thing. Like, I'm trying. Can I occupy my seat?
You're doing a great damn job.
No, I ain't doing a great job because I'm trying to do something. You take it.
See, but. James Brown, he's a team player. He's been around the
block. Team player.
He knows how to deal with the team.
Yeah, you got to finesse
and finagle. You know what B said? He Michael Jackson, and we Tito.
Tito?
I did not say that.
I'm Tito.
I'm Jermaine.
You're Jermaine?
Yeah, if you Michael, I'm Jermaine.
No, I don't like this. I don't like this.
Yeah, no.
I don't want none of your Happy Meal. And I don't want to go to Never Never Land. Be strict. I'm good.
Yeah, be too big. I ain't going to Never Land.
No, listen. I don't want to do all the talking. I'm trying to push the conversation forward. That's all I'm trying to do. So you over here getting sensitive, talking about cut me out. Ain't that what you be saying? That's what Chan be saying. Bitch, you be talking for 20 minutes, bitch. I be like, bitch. So you really want us? We on the show. We want to keep it real. Bro, you got... Bro,
everything.
You, chef, yeah, we got chef in here. I want to get the food.
I'm come so on. Hungry.
What we got, chef?
Chef, what we got?
Lobster grilled cheese.
Lobster grilled cheese.
You ain't eating this, huh?
I can't break what I got going on, though.
What you on? You on that one? That healthy shit?
That there looks so good. I got me a nice soup.
Vegetable soup for him.
What you doing? What's
up? Fred.
I'm juicing, man. I got my juices and I got my soup.
Wait, why are you juicing though?
For two things.
Okay.
About the body and the mind.
Right.
You feel me?
Thank you.
I got to take it easy on my body. Everything I do in life, I try to do in moderation. Mm. I learned that late in life because I used to run hard. And then for my mind, I just got to prove to myself that my discipline is good. Mm. If I say 3 days, it's 3 days. If I say 5 days, it's 5 days. So I'm juicing for 5 days. I did talk to my chef, and she understood what my dietary restrictions were this week.
I love it.
You understand? We communicated.
We communicated. Mike Vick, I love him. He's legendary. But I ain't like how he talked to my chef. I don't eat that.
Yeah.
Like, hold on, bro. I love you. But you can't be talking to Chef Nancy like that. You feel me?
Right.
So we talk, and I got my suit.
Okay, so we talking about right now, Chef, the greatest moments or our best moments, favorite moments of season two. I threw out 55-50, but could number one be Ocho over Science? We're talking about this healthy stuff right now. That was...
Number one was...
Bro, was you really upset?
Number one? No, no.
Yeah,
no,
you
no.
was.
No, I wasn't. Why would I be upset?
Climate change.
Yes, you
climate
was.
Change is number one by far.
Climate change.
Well, I have two. I have three.
Uh-oh.
Climate change is one.
One, okay.
Here, kitty, kitty.
Yeah, boy.
Here, kitty, kitty. Mm-mm-mm. And the next one goes back to Ocho. What did he say about Terrell Owens being symmetrically uneven? When you put me on the spot.
Right. Yeah. Rick Ross was dope.
Oh, absolutely.
Rick Ross was awesome.
A lot of people appreciated that conversation. Him just coming in, just spitting game. Like, I feel like hearing it from a financial advisor sometimes. Do I trust this guy? It's always a wall. Sometimes it's a wall. But hearing it from guys in those positions, you know, sometimes it hit a little differently.
The time, the finance of what athletes do with their money, we really broke it down. You were talking about how you buy the fake chains, and we were talking about how to really keep money, to really preserve wealth and all. I had a lot of good feedback about that because it's crazy. People don't talk about that. People don't see dudes like us sit around and talk about money like that. I think people love that.
I think what makes shows like this dynamic is having different points of views, right? And different perspectives. You know, we're talking about Ahmaud Arbery, and we were like, yo, we got to be in this discussion just like everybody else in the world. So we made that shift from I am athlete to I am black. And that's during a time where a lot of people felt like, and I felt like, and it's my perspective, that was the time to hear about the black experience and only the black experience. Like we were in this moment, we're still in this moment where we have everyone's attention. So I don't need to hear about, you know, what we can do better as black people in our communities. I want to hear about like, why? Why do these things continue to happen? Let's have those conversations. I think people were, for the very first time, willing to have uncomfortable conversations. They were forced to listen. Sharing a black experience to me during that time was the most important thing. Jared came on the show. He has an interesting perspective and an intelligent one. And then we got into it.
Right. And just to really...
Chef, were you there at that one?
No.
I wasn't there either. I tore his ass up.
No, it was good. I mean, it was a healthy conversation where, you know, it was forced to make you ask questions. Because he did present some, you know, some pretty unbiased questions, questioning the Black Lives Matter movement. And they actually went back later and they changed a few things on their website from nuclear family and this other stuff. So, I mean, I don't know if they heard our show, but they went back and cleaned some stuff up.
Yeah.
But just going back to the finance piece that you mentioned, just listening to what Justin said, he got $7 million. He went out and got a GT. You know, Metcalf, the same thing, he got a GT. That's not terrible. I think going forward, these young guys today, I think they're in better positions because they've seen and they've heard the horror stories. You know, the percentage of guys broke when they retired. You know, being able to monetize on your social media platform and create more value for yourself. I think this younger generation, they're in a better space than we were.
What do you mean?
Meaning, I think the awareness around it and the people who they're going into business with, I think they're doing a better job of being transparent with them.
Yeah.
Because they can't hide from it. You know, these people want to go out and get the next player. Social media is going to be that avenue for where everybody meets.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, if you're representing me, right, the media is going to, that's going to be out so fast. Yeah. As soon as you mess me over, you ain't going to get no more clients.
Right.
So the guys representing these players, they got to be a lot more squeaky clean than putting them in bad deals. So
Accountability.
Yeah. So that's one thing. And we did touch on that a bit in one of those episodes. But I did want to go a bit more talking about the fine, because that never gets old, right? We have a lot more younger guys coming in the game and doing the things that we've already done.
With more money. They get more money. Now, yeah.
So they need to hear it. You got to pound it.
Same experiences, though.
But the good thing is to be able to hear them saying, look, I just bought one purchase. I didn't splurge. Yep. You know, that's a good thing. So,
or even when I press DK and I'm like, well, I see you posting in the Jeep. He was like, that's marketing money. Just being smart. And it's a book out there called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And he talks about understanding when to invest in those luxuries, you know, and getting to a place where it makes sense for you. And that makes sense for DK and a lot of guys, right? Like, you know, you make money off the field. You do a signing here and there. That's the money you can spend to go spend on those luxuries and take those trips, et cetera.
I think we could talk about finance or just any topics of stuff that's going on in the world. Oh, just speaking on finance, the greatest teacher in life is experience.
Yes.
It's experience. And we can say it. You can think about when we were young and we would have people come and talk to us. And I'm just going to sit here and be honest. They were going one ear and out the other.
Mm-hmm.
You would hear it for that moment. You locked in for that moment. Focus, taking in, becoming a sponge to what they're saying, but are you really going to apply to what they're saying once you walk out that goddamn
right,
door?
Right.
Me? No.
Yeah. I had the same mentality too my first 4 years, where it's like, man, but first contract ain't gonna do nothing. Yeah. That was my mentality. I was wrong.
If you talk to a room of 20, 30 people, maybe one, you might hit one, and just that one will make a difference in really remembering what you had to say.
Yeah.
Based on the way you handle your money and, you know, how to do everything as far as financial advisors and investing and putting your nest egg away and understanding. And the thing I like about this show is my DMs are always full of the gems. And they always have the quotes that each one of y'all say. It don't have to be about the whole show. It's always a specific quote that you said or something Fred said or something you said. And it's affecting so many people.
Yeah.
And that shit is so dope.
Yeah, it's the beautiful part.
That shit
part.
Is so dope.
It always comes back to that.
You know what it is? You may think about it, just talking about like you sitting on the porch talking to your uncle. You know what I'm saying? Your uncles, you know what I'm saying? Back, and I'm a country dude, so all the old dudes sit on the porch.
And you just sit there and
the
take it all
in. The women go inside, the kids sit outside with OGs talking, and they just take everything.
Yo, this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, listener. Are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active cash.
Thing in, bro, to be, to what Chaz said, to be in the DMs or the Twitter and the Instagram little quotes, and for them to hit me with, boy, Crowder worried about that nest egg. All you are your nest egg, and they put it in quotation. Bro, where are the uncles that a lot of this generation don't have? Mm.
Can I say one thing?
For sure.
Back in the day, we didn't have that. So when you say, I think social media, this day and time, in this age, they are a little bit different because of social media. It's more exposure.
Yeah.
Me coming up, we had the Jet magazine, the Ebony magazine, and Essence probably wasn't even out yet. And there probably was, you can count on both hands who we had to look up to.
Right.
Now the exposure is so different, the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's another reason why this show is, you know, like he said, within the DMs, the quotes, not just the quotes, but then seeing, oh, okay, you expose whatever mistakes that you made. It just teaches people to, you know, when you know better, you do better.
Yeah. You know, what's powerful for me is for years, Misha and I have been pounding the pavement, just trying to bridge the gap in the mental health community. And this year, and I truly believe it's because of the show, my DMs, people are hitting me up like, you know, a lot of ads like, bro, you know, who do you talk to? Who did you talk to? Right? Because of this show. We've been doing this, what, 8-9 years. You know what I mean? And that's the most powerful thing for hearing you share your story about anxiety. I think that was my favorite moment in season 2. You know, because I'm passionate about mental health. We had some classic moments. But, bro, when you shared your experience about anxiety, it felt like you, the way you told your story, it was as if you were having a panic attack right then.
Right.
Like it was that real for you. Like, you were speeding up your talk. You was like reliving it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man. So that was a powerful moment for me. And I think a lot of people can connect with that. 320 million Americans, 100 million Americans are affected by it. Anxiety, right. Depression, it hits all of us. You know what I mean? But we don't have those conversations. Yeah.
The transparency, right? The authenticity. Now, we said, all right, when you hit me up, you say, man, I want to do a show. We're just going to keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? I just want to keep it real, do a podcast. We just being ourselves, chilling, you know, just giving back and just keeping it real. I think we checked off all those boxes. All of us have shown a vulnerable side. You know, unlike many athletes who, when they button themselves up, they don't want to show people that they're this on the other side.
Yeah.
Because a lot of fans look at them and say, man, you know, he's Brandon Marshall or Chad Johnson, Fred Taylor, Channing Crowder. They don't expect us to have those sort of weaknesses.
Yeah.
But we're people.
Right.
At the end of the day. And I think that just what I was able to absorb the most from and learn a lot more from this season and everybody's that's here is that you guys have let me in, not only me, but everybody that's watching it, into everything that you have going on. You know, you talk about House of Athletes
yeah.
and the process and everything that's still ongoing now and how you're branding and building and, you know, and scaling and leveraging. I think that's amazing. Chad, you know, everybody want to know what's going on with Chad's, you know, his relationships and this and that. But he did a beautiful thing and he showed people right on film in front of everybody, you know, I'm mature. I'm not who you thought I was. On the field was one thing, because that was my safe zone. And over here, I showed y'all like this, I'm human, I'm a person, I'm vulnerable. Yeah. And this crazy I don't know what he showed.
You know what?
He showed you like chitlins, man.
I eat a hell out of chitlins too. But even at that point, another thing I've heard too about this season, the whole, you know, I Am Athlete, go back to season one. We have some other shows. They weren't as good as season one. I ain't gonna lie, everybody knows. But bro, to have, and I explain this show to people all the time, we're all alpha males. We're all the big mane lions. You know what I'm saying? We're alphas. But to see a bunch of alpha males sit around and debate and disagree or agree or take sides on topics, but it's not nasty. It's not, you know what I'm saying? Right, it's not going to fighting. Even when you and Ocho and you got into it.
Yeah.
Like y'all were debating and y'all are strong on y'all sides, but it don't have to get to fighting. Yeah. And I think that helps people with like even the arguing and the debating and even relationships. You can be on two separate sides, but it don't have to get the name calling and all the crazy stuff. Like,
He name called. He called me an idiot.
He called you an idiot.
He called me, bro. That was
strong. Hey, Chad, you went a little far. You went a little far.
Listen, it was a term of endearment. Barbershop talk.
Barbershop talk.
Talking to homeboy. Same thing. I think the show is doing so well. Excuse me for cursing, but cursing is just simply a sentence enhancer. You know, it's like adding seasoning to your food, right?
Right. Seasoning. Yeah.
This is doing so well. Two words: authenticity. And we as athletes are viewed as superheroes, always perfect. Mm-hmm. You rich, you got money, what can go wrong? But we've been f-ing vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Week in and week out in every show I'm talking about, listen, we are just like you at home. Yeah. Everything we've talked about has been relatable.
Right.
It's been relatable. Yeah. That's what I keep getting. That's the feedback I keep seeing consistently over and over and over. Damn, you're going through the same shit I'm going through.
Right.
Yes.
It, of course.
Same shit.
Same experiences, man.
Same experiences. And I think that's why this is doing so well, because remember when I first told you what's going to really be the kicker? It's the fucking topics.
You said the topic. That's the first thing.
The topic.
Yeah, because I asked you,
because
like,
when you talk about stuff, the stuff that we talk about, and people are watching, and they have no clue what the hell we talking about, like, what the hell?
But it's all common ground. My message is for our community, you know, how we came up. You know, you got guys out there, they got gunplay and they dealing with this and they dealing with that. You got to find a common ground, man, yeah. And pull our communities together.
Yes.
I saw something where Dion,
yeah,
you know, coaching up in Jackson State, yep. He's off to do a great thing up there. Somebody stole his boombox and he sent a message. He sent a message out. Look, Jackson, help me get my boombox. It ain't about the person that did it. I just want my boombox. It was sentimental.
Yeah.
It took less than 24 hours. They was able to get it back. But the message was how the community came together.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So they put whatever differences they had aside and they found a way to get something done that they know in their hearts, right?
Yep.
They got it done. Why can't we do that in our communities? Why we got to always be at each other's necks? You know, and even going back to the inauguration, what Biden said, let's find a way to come together.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Let's find a way. It's not going to be easy, but we can find some common grounds to say, we're all American.
Yeah.
Let's go out here and figure this shit out.
Dang, Freaky Fry, I wish we could end the show right there.
That was a good one.
I wish that was a good one, but I got to push the conversation forward.
No, let's Freaky. Go.
But that was what you just said. That's like in the show, bam. That's how we always end the show.
Listen,
like that.
All the other ethnicities do it extremely well.
Yeah.
Lending a hand and pulling up.
Mm-hmm.
Lending a hand and pulling up. The Jewish community have mastered lending a hand and pulling the next man up. All of us. Us, yeah. Crabs in the barrel.
Quit. No, you're Quit. Absolutely right.
The Jewish community, when you go to any city, there's Chinatown. There's the place where every ethnicity goes. Usually Chicago.
Yep.
The Indians live here.
The Koreans live here.
Yeah. The Italians live there. Yeah. When black people live together, what do they call it?
The project, the ghetto.
The hood.
So the Polish side, the Italian side, the Korean side, Japanese side.
Chinatown.
Black folks Chinatown. Around Chinatown. When it's black folks, it's the hood. It's the ghetto. That's what we got to change. Yep. And that's what I think we're changing. As strong black men coming together, alpha males, talking out stuff. Talking out stuff. Y'all have changed my opinion on some things. Even though I argue anything down, y'all have really enlightened me to things and made me think about things differently, and that's how it's supposed to be.
We can't be afraid to go and invest in those pockets, right? Because we see the violence and we hear about the violence, but we still have to give them an opportunity to go and try and teach them and invest in those pockets. Everybody else has a place to go back and reside. They have an identity. Us as black people, we don't necessarily have that space, you know, that safe zone where we can go and shop with each other and build up our own people. We don't have that, unfortunately. But as you mentioned.
Oh, that was a hot take, what you said. I love that, what you said. Exposure.
Leads to expansion.
Yeah.
We got to be exposed to that, though. So the more we talk about it and show it and even go out and do it, then we're able to, you know, build those stairs where we eventually get up here at some point. But we got to start ground level and figure it out.
All right.
From my properties to you investing in the hood, to you investing in the hood, whether it's residential, commercial stuff, and just build up. But we can't leave it, because otherwise gentrification is going to come through, and then they're going to push them out. So, and you're going to see more poor people on the sideline.
So talk about investing in our communities, investing in our people. I think content is super powerful. Content is king. And conversations, everything. We had a conversation about equality, WNBA, NBA players, equal pay, et cetera, et cetera. You know, but we're going to keep our conversations going. We have to, because it's so powerful. And I'm just challenging everybody who rock with us season one, season two. We're growing every single week. They continue to stay with us. Like, I'm gonna give y'all a break. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need a little break. I'm still gonna lean on y'all. But February is Black History Month. So what I want to do is I want to actually bring back I Am Black.
Okay.
Okay, we did I Am Athlete, took out the athlete, put black there during the Ahmaud Arbery. But I think this is a time that kind of highlight our black entrepreneurs. I think it's time for us to bring in other professionals in other industries, have conversations with them, people outside of professional athletes. So that's February. March is Women Empowerment Month. So I truly believe we need to launch some brands and some platforms, some stories, content around our women. So we got I Am Black coming out. And then we're also, which we're super excited about, is I Am Woman. You know, giving our women a platform to share their stories on the same topics. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about February. I'm excited about March. I Am NASCAR. Chan, you know anything about NASCAR?
The white boys that drive around real fast or something?
You gonna learn. Yeah, boy. Ocho, you know anything about NASCAR?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been to Daytona a couple times.
All right, so tell me, who give me the top three drivers.
Top three right now?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, I'm not sure.
I don't even know if I said that right.
Joey Logano.
I don't know who the top three are right now.
Who's the top three? Don't be over trying to Google. He's trying to Google. Bro, give me the phone.
Man, look at my phone, bro. I'm not Googling nothing. I can admit that I'm not a huge NASCAR person. I mean, but I know, you know, like hey. Chef Nancy talked about Vic. She know, she heard it.
Dale Earnhardt.
Who you know?
Dale Earnhardt. He a
girl. So would y'all go with me if I tell y'all Dale Earnhardt Jr., he have this whole campus, you know, his father, obviously the GOAT. We talk about GOATs all the time. He has this entire, like, dang on town of just his father, you learn the history of the whole sport. And just learn more about NASCAR. Y'all going?
I'm down.
I'm going.
Hey, picture a dunk, right?
Uh-huh.
The engine, and just add 42 more of them all at once.
Ooh.
All the experience is phenomenal.
Yeah.
No, you know, phenomenal. I haven't been to a race. I've been invited a million times. Jacksonville's so close to Daytona. Right. I was moving so fast.
That shit crazy.
So I had some regrets that I didn't go. You know, but trust me, I'm sure it's a lot of adrenaline.
That shit crazy.
Zoom, 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 you know what I'm saying? I've been outside of a trip.
Bro,
a race
everything
before.
He said, it's you have to experience. Have you ever gone?
No.
Days been.
Yep. Days been. Yep. Bro, I'm telling you, you get there, you see the pit crew. You know, you can sit in there, you can see everything, you feel everything, and then them cars go by.
Listen, I want to get on the pit crew.
When the man say start your engines and all them shits crank up at the same time.
Even before the race, when you out there and then all the drivers standing there, you can walk by, you see everybody. Dope. That's dope, bro. That's dope. Hey, no, I think like 90% of the pit crew are former athletes, right?
Really?
But yeah, so you could do it, but your knees is so bad, so you probably ain't gonna qualify.
All I gotta do is zoom, 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 zoom.
Nah, you gotta squat.
Zoom, zoom, zoom,
you gotta squat. You gotta squat. Your
zoom,
hips
zoom,
ragged.
Zoom, 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 zoom.
Man, you know how many times you gotta do that?
That hurt right there, what I just
See?
Did.
You gotta squat, bro.
I Am Women. I'm excited.
Right, I Am Women.
I'm excited about the I Am Women.
Yeah? Why?
I think some of the best shows when Sherelle came on, when Misha came on, Asia came on, and you see guys change. And you see the dynamic of relationships. And I think a lot of the tough guy crap goes out the window when your woman's around. I love to see a man with his woman to see if he changes. And we all change. You change. I know I change because, yeah, my wife is my life. That's my rock. And your ass changed too. We change when the women's around. I can't wait for I Am Woman.
It is
must-see TV.
Yeah.
You know what you got to be prepared for? I Am Woman, they're going to unseat us as a favorite show to watch.
You think so?
Women? Always. Always. We're going to take a back seat to them in at least probably 3 months. Easy.
Yeah.
Easily. Ooh.
All right, we toasting?
This is to you guys, all your hard work, to your vision, to season 2. You guys completely crushed it. It was amazing to watch and be a part of every now and then. So this is to you guys.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Dom Perignon.
That's the good stuff.
Ocho
huh?
Got to take it like a...
Why they killed me with my Jordan? They were fusions.
They killed them?
Those were the Jordans Air Force One Fusion.
But you know these young dudes, they going to cut it off after Jordan 11.
They don't know about the Fusion when they started putting
That's
it
like
together.
Dragon Ball Z. Tommy.
Man, I tell you one thing.
Oh! Did we get that on camera? You got...
How many times you popped a champagne bottle in your career?
Pop? How many times? What you mean by popping? What you mean?
Like,
you
ever pop a champagne? Did you ever have a game big enough to pop a champagne bottle? Because you don't seem like you know how to do it.
You see, I see where he going. I see where you going. I see where you going.
You look goofy with the champagne.
Chef Nancy, spicy.
Spicy.
Spicy chef.
Okay.
Everybody loves Chef Nancy.
You guys say shot. Everybody loves Chef Nancy.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
We toast.
You just say salute. Season 2.
No, we gotta speak. Speech.
I don't know what to say.
She be shy. That's what her name is,
woman,
though.
She's shy. Our woman, Michi Marshall taught me, beside every strong man's a strong woman, and our strong woman on I Am Athlete is Chef Nancy.
Oh,
so I want Chef. Couple words, Chef, just for season 2, the ending.
Well, as I've said this before, I'm grateful to be around. This is my league of extraordinary gentlemen. And I'm grateful for you guys to have me and even just value the little bit of opinion that I have. But again, so my wish is to heal the land. And we had a great season, and we're going to have some more great seasons.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Toast.
I am black.
If Ultra don't get too big time on us.
I am black.
He going to break up the band. You going to break up the band? What's the dude that broke up the band with the
Justin
the five
Bieber.
Heartbeats?
Oh. Nice like this, I wish raindrops would fall.
He going to try to run. They going to throw the bag at Ultra. You should do your own podcast. He going to be like, he going to be gone.
Ultra going to walk in. Yeah. Nice like this, I wish.
We're going to have to take him back.
Hey, listen.
You leaving us?
I'm not going nowhere. For one, since we doing toasting, thank you to B. I'm not sure how long ago it was you asked me to come be on. I was like, and I came and did it. You asked me to come back. I've been here ever since. Thank you for that. And I value and I want what you and Michi have. So you've been more than not just coming here working, but just watching how y'all move, man, and it's been helping me. My discipline has gotten a lot better. You know, being around y'all, man, especially you two. You know, being able to see it, I think that's been my problem because I was never surrounded by it. Mm. So my black ass ain't know how to do it the right way.
Wow.
So I appreciate y'all, all of y'all. Thank you. Season 2 was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Y'all made me famous. So
I should have said
until
that.
Until season 3.
Look, I should have said that.
Salute. So next season, you got the sneakers, so we get to dress you.
Y'all ain't dressing me, you ass boys. All this ass clothes y'all just wear. You with them goddamn goofy ass shit you wear. Look at this got his whole ankle out. His ankle. Your ankle, too. You with that damn chain. Yeah. All that goddamn jewelry. You, friend, with them hats. You always playing with your shit.
Look, bro.
I can't play with my shit. They told me to pull my shit up. Nah. I can't pull my shit up no more.
This is all we trying to say. The people that watch the show,
yeah.
if somebody gonna DM me your bell bottom jeans, I feel bad. He tightened up.
He's taper.
I'm taper. We just want you to be
when
tight.
When you taking us fishing?
When y'all want to go fishing?
I'm ready.
I want to go to the swamp before we go fishing.
Y'all want to go?
That boy be catching.
You gotta babies. Get. You gonna get him some wide leg waybacks.
Cute.
Because he got to put his fish hooks in them. And the boots, they got to drop just right.
Listen, I'm not going to be like y'all with these weird-ass, weirdo-ass clothes, especially B. Marsh. This wore a garbage bag last show. You want me to wear a fucking garbage bag to a show?
That. No, I'm just... What I'm saying...
A garbage bag with a zip on the front.
What about...
And I'm going to wear that shit.
What about me?
Man, I got country.
Hey, just come with me to Target.
You know what?
Come with me to Target, and we could drip you out.
You gonna taper me up?
Nah, in Target.
It's already like that.
I'm Athlete Season 2. I learned a lot. I learned that we have a lot of stubborn guys on this set. Don't want to tighten their pants legs.
Oh. You, Fred.
No, seriously. I'm Athlete Season 2. Personally, I learned a lot. You know, and I always say it's about learning and giving back, right? I think we've done a pretty decent job at that, and we got a long ways to go. Appreciate you guys, man. And shit, that's it. Cheers.
To Brandon.
No, to us.
To us.
Mm-hmm. Right. We just now getting started.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite the skills, facts. Keep it riding for the fam. You got a light that we're getting wheels straight up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Darcy. Awesome.
Sell us a house. Can you sell us a house? Come sit right here so you get picked up real quick. Come on. So Darcy, been kind. A lot of people think this is my house, Darcy.
Yes.
Like a lot of people like, that ain't B. Marshall's house. No, this ain't my house. This is your house. What you do for a living?
I do real estate.
Mm-hmm.
I sell this development, mm-hmm. which is called Botanica Western. It's very unique and beautiful, and I am very proud to be here selling it. I think you are loving it, and I really love this job.
Well, we live here. It's beautiful. It's awesome. How many houses you sell this past 2 months?
Five. It's right.
Oh, you balling?
Yeah. Well, me or the project?
You.
Me? Three.
You balling?
Make money.
We have. I work for the developer, so we're getting a lot of people from like Sony Isles penthouses that they want a brand new home. That is, they don't have to go to an elevator, you know.
Yeah.
Being in a single family homes, they love it. And we're also getting people from New York and Los Angeles.
Yeah, of course, a lot of people
coming to
that.
Florida.
People are trying to get out of there, but they on lockdown still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people from Rico, you know, from being a building, and now they want to be in a single family home.
Yeah.
Well, you living in a house, or you guys live in a house, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So I think it's what people right now are looking for.
Yeah.
So that's why right now Botanico is selling, because they're brand new, they're modern architecture, and they're beautiful. So.
Let me ask you a question, because you've been here every single show, right? Season 2. What's up with Freaky Fred?
Hey. Chef Nancy, she what? Hey. Is he freaky or what?
Like, how, first of all, how would she know?
Because she's sitting here, listening to her conversations every single
but
week.
But that don't make me freaky, bruh.
Is he freaky, friend?
I wasn't talking about wrapping up in those showers.
He ain't, what's that? What'd you say?
That ain't freaky. That's
he's no freaky.
He's no freaky. Who's freaky? Which one is freaky?
You know who it is. No, call.
Which
who's the freaky one
freaky?
On the show?
Look
no, don't know who. No, no. Who the freaky one on the show?
Here, Kitty, Kitty.
Yes.
Yes.
Freaky.
And not for me and you, but that's what women like, don't they? That's what women like, right?
I have so much fun with you.
Oh, what?
Just laughing.
Hey, we're trying to pay some bills, man. What's going on?
All right, what was your favorite moment of this season?
Well, 55-50. You know, it was a conversation between women and men.
Yeah.
How much you have to give each. So he goes 55-50. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Right. We all said what? All right, we're going to make some t-shirts on that one. Everybody love that. 55-50. What else you want to say? You good?
Maybe. I don't know. Thank you all for the opportunity to.
Thank you.
You going to let us come back season 3?
Yes, of course.
All right, she said it. We got that on camera.
All right.
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get a pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite your skills. Facts. Keep it riding for the fam, you gotta light the wiggin' wheels straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.